A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Barachas Lamed, Barachas 30a, pagination 59. But we will start from a few lines before that on the previous page, the last eight lines or so. Omar le Eliyahu le Rav Yehuda is at the end of a line. We're dealing with the topic of Tfilas HaDerech. The Gemara throws it in here, and that's how it is in Shulchan Aruch as well, in the section of regular Tefillah. And we're told that a person should daven a special Tefillah before he goes on the way. Omar le Eliyahu le Rav Yehuda, Achua de Rav Salah Chasida. Eliyahu, Hanavi, told Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sala, Lo sirtach velo sechte, certain pieces of advice. Don't get angry, and you won't sin. A person loses control of himself. We're told that a person who gets angry is like Avodah Zarah, because he's making himself into the king. He wants things to go his way, and he gets angry. So that's not a good idea. Second item, lo sirvei velo sechte. Don't get drunk, and you won't sin. You lose control of yourself. Uchashata yotze lederech, and when you go on a way, hamlech bikoneich vitzei. Take counsel from your master, from Hashem, and then go on your way. First, greet him. We had this word, hamlech, earlier in the Masechta, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We were told that before they went to wage war, they were nimlochim b'Sanhedrin. They would take counsel from the Sanhedrin, and Rashi over there says so that the Sanhedrin, the high court, holy people, great people, would daven for them, would be concerned about them. And you have this even today. You say goodbye to your neighbor, you say goodbye to your Rav if you're going on a trip. A person wants other people to know about them, not just to disappear. So the Gemara says, "My hamlech bikonech vitzei." What specifically is being recommended or required over here when we say, "Take counsel from your master before you go"? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, zu tefilas haderech. This is the tefila of the way, the prayer, what's probably translated in most siddurim, the wayfarer's prayer, the traveler's prayer. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Chol yotze lederech tzarech lispal tefilas haderech, my tefilas haderech. Four lines from the bottom at the end of the line. We're told what the prayer is. The original text is stated as, Yehi ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokai, may it be the will before you, Hashem my God, shetolichenu l'shalom, you should guide me on my way peacefully, v'satzideni l'shalom, v'sismecheni l'shalom, support me in peace, v'satzideni mikav kol oyv v'orev baderech, save me from any enemy or ambush on the way, v'sishlach bracha b'maaseh yadai, grant blessing in whatever I'm going to be doing, and grant me for grace and favor, mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of whoever I greet. He's going on a trip, obviously he has some business, he's meeting people, whatever he's doing. Blessed are you, Hashem, who hears prayer. Amar Abaya, Abaya edits, so to speak. He adds a nuance over here, and he says, "La'olam lishtef inish on today's daf nafshe b'hadid tzibura." A person should always join himself together with the congregation. Don't daven just for yourself. Heichi neima, what should he say? Yiratzam afanecha Hashem alokeinu, Hashem our God, shetolichenu l'shalom, that you should guide us for good, for peace, plural. And the Mefarshim say that it's not a lie, even if you're not traveling with anybody else, but there's undoubtedly some other Jewish traveler who you could join in your prayer to the Jewish God and say, let us go peacefully. The Gemara asks, Emas Matzli, when do you say this prayer? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Misho Shemahalich Bederech, from the time that you set out on the way. So, the simple read over here, and I believe that's how it's practiced by most people, is that you want to be out of the city limits when you embarked on the trip. There are mefarshim that say even earlier than that, but that's the common approach, is to try to say it once you've left city limits. The question here is, what exactly are city limits? And this is the big debate, which I just like to point out and mention, you should be aware of. The big debate is that you can go from city to city, traveling hundreds of miles without actually leaving city limits per se. But on the other hand, it's not your city. It's an area you're not familiar with. It's vulnerable. Does it depend whether it's a bad neighborhood or a good neighborhood? And at what point would you say Tefilas HaDerech? Ad Kama, until when? Rashi says two approaches to the word Ad Kama. One approach is, let's first do the answer. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Ad Parsa, until a Parsa, which used to take them travel time based on walking 72 minutes. So one approach is that's the amount that you're still considered embarking on your way and you're greeting Hashem before you go on your trip. And the other approach is that that's the distance of the trip for which you're going to be praying. And again, over here, you have this debate. Nowadays, when you're traveling by car, you could be traveling for 60 minutes, traveling a far greater distance than they did, but it's not the same amount of time. It doesn't match perfectly with the kind of travel that they were describing. On the other hand, you could travel for much less time and cover their distance with ease. A trip here to Philadelphia, jumping the bridge. So you have Cherry Hill. Where does Cherry Hill end exactly in your mind frame? East, west, Pennsauken, Mount Laurel. Where exactly? And there are people who do not say Tevilas HaDerech, and there are people who will say it without a bracha. It's a little bit difficult to be definitive that you should require a bracha, but certainly it's a phenomenal discussion. If you'll turn the page to the second side, we'll just bring up the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. Ein omdim lehispalol ela mitoch kovid rosh. A person can only stand up to pray with level-headed attitude. Chasidim arishonim, the early saintly people, ayushom sha'achas umispalolim, it took them an hour to prepare before they would actually pray, kedei she'ichavnu libam la'aviyam shebashamayim, in order that they could have intent to their Father in Heaven, that it took them that much time to settle in. We do not mandate an hour before, and we'll see in the Gemara as well, an hour after, because they were so into it, and an hour for the actual prayer. But if you say Shemona Esrei is the actual prayer, then we do a degree of preparation. That's really the role of Psukei Dezimra in order to get into it. And even though it's true, a person's allowed to skip to the extent they need to skip, but at least in terms of time, there should be a specific amount of time that a person designates before the actual tefillah, which he refers to as preparing for tefillah. We all understand that there's a total difference between anticipated davening, just like any anticipated meeting where you prepare for it, as opposed to just casually jumping right in. That difference, by the way, is actually the difference described, the difference between the prophecy of Moshe and the prophecy of Bilam. Moshe's prophecy is called Vayikra, Hashem calls to him, makes an appointment, so to speak. I would like to speak to you. I go out of my way. And the description by Bilam is vayiker. It was a chance happenstance. Sometimes you're walking in a zoo, in a tourist attraction, and you see there's a mincha minyan. So you, oh yeah, and they're halfway into Ashrei, and you jump right in, for better or for worse. But unfortunately, that's a little bit more like vayiker. You'll forgive me. That's much more of a casual, as opposed to a person who waits around. He may think he's wasting his time, but what he's actually doing is anticipating the davening. He's waiting there. He's hoping for a minyan. They finally pull together a minyan. His mind frame is different. He has truly prepared himself for the davening. Yeshikoach, have a good Shabbos. Kol tov.